This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Noel Lim and Chazana Mokhtar in the studio this morning. Right now, we're turning our attention to the fluid political nature in the country because, you know, in the unlikely event that you didn't hear, last week, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin announced that he has the majority support in Parliament but will still table a vote of confidence in his premiership when the Dewan Rakyat reconvenes in September.
However, a month is a long time, so why wait till September to settle such an important issue as the legitimacy of the government? There have been some concerns that the time allows for attempts to secure defections and party hopping, and we have heard reports of this, you know, on social media and in the media as well.
Yes, and so for some of a perspective on this, we're speaking with Syed Sadiq, Syed Abdul Rahman, MOA MP and co-founder of MUDA. Sadiq, thank you for your time this morning. Now, the Prime Minister thinks he has the confidence of a majority in Parliament, but also said that he will table a vote of confidence in September. What's MUDA's and your particular stance on the matter?
I think a vote of confidence is a good way forward. However, delaying until September is highly irresponsible. The fact that political uncertainty in Malaysia has never been worse than before means that it will also breed economic uncertainty and unrest on the ground. I remember when we went through the Sheraton move in February last year, when there was no majority, the Agong was very quick to respond by calling every MP up. And when there was a stalemate, immediately called for the conference of rulers for there to be a suggestion to be tabled forward. And even the Prime Minister then, Tun Dr. Mahathir, acting as the interim Prime Minister, proposed for Parliament to sit immediately the following week without delaying a single day, because even a single day of delay will lead to unrest, uncertainty, and will affect our ability as a nation to heal and move forward, because in 1 month's time, every single MP could be bought over, could be threatened, and that's where institutions will be weaponized just so that one leader can remain to sit on the throne of power.
So every senior politician says he has the numbers. Who do you think would have majority support when come the votes of confidence?
To be honest, at the moment, no one has that support. And I'll be very frank.
So
however,
it's split.
Similarly to what happened last year, I believe that split can be resolved with a compromise, and that compromise can be discussed in less than a week. And that's a basic practice of a functioning democracy, right? Even before UMNO said called for elections, if you remember in February last year, PAS followed UMNO calling for elections, and then Pakatan Harapan went one way, GPS went this way, Warisan went this way. However, it was resolved amicably in a one-week timeline. However, what is clear today is that the Prime Minister does not have a majority. Not even, I mean, and the difference is not small. It's growing bigger and bigger as each day passes by, right? Before this, UMNO claimed 40 BN MPs supported the Prime Minister and then went down to 31. Today it's 28. And it keeps on decreasing and will be a laughing stock to the international community if we have a Prime Minister who doesn't command a majority, maintaining his position by weaponizing institutions, by using money to buy people over. And I think this is very, very much troubling. Above and beyond that, I think it's really bad because from the day where the Prime Minister lost his majority and his majority is being disputed, every single decision which he makes as a Prime Minister who doesn't have majority today will be questioned down the road. Right. Let's say he withdraws 1 billion from the treasury. That will be questioned. And let's say he spends 100 million to build infrastructure projects quickly through a direct nego project through a direct nego system. That will be questioned. And I believe every single decision now will be questioned. And that's bad for Malaysian democracy.
So how might the political compromise look like?
I believe what is clear today, the Prime Minister has lost his majority and he should gracefully step down and allow for democracy to take place. Similarly to what Yang di-Pertuan Agong did before, I think there should be a meeting among all political leaders to then try find a middle path forward while waiting for next election to take place. Because obviously it is unfeasible and irresponsible to call for early elections when we're going through the worst wave of a pandemic. But in the meantime, I believe that political leaders must mature up, acknowledge that compromises are needed, sit on the table together, and then find a compromise candidate until election, and immediately when we are allowed to have elections, call for elections, but never anytime in the future until we have effectively dealt with COVID.
Sadiq, can I ask about the claims about party hopping? I think we've seen reports that MPs are being courted to hop sides. I suppose, what's your take on the situation? Are these actually legitimate sort of attempts to pull people to the other side, or could they be pranks? What do you think?
I think it's definitely legitimate. And it's always a carrot and stick approach. We've seen how the stick approach worked, right? Where a former minister, senior minister, mind you, a vice president of PKR, at the very last minute jumping to Perikatan Nasional when he was being investigated by MECC. We witnessed how the so-called tiger of Pasir Salak, Tajuddin, who was the most critical of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and Perikatan Nasional, but when he was investigated by MECC and I heard was about to be charged, immediately he was aimed and now is the biggest supporter of Perikatan Nasional. They tried to do it to me, it will never work because I have nothing to hide. That's the stick approach. And mind you, there are a lot more MPs who are going through this. I know them, but I'll allow them to surface on their own where they are informed they'll be charged and it keeps on getting postponed and postponed until the day of the vote. If threats do not work, that's when offers come in. And that's where we see, for example, even MPs like Larry Sung has openly admitted that he's happy to jump from PKR to Perikatan Nasional because now he gets a lot more projects for his side. I mean, and I'm telling you, there will be a lot more. I think the allegations made by a few DAP MPs and also senior MPs saying that there are 30 durians being offered, ministerial positions being offered. I have strong belief that that's true because I am a co-founder of Bersatu and I was a part of the final Supreme Council meeting when Bersatu decided to leave Pakatan Harapan, which I was the biggest opponent of. I fought in the meeting and outside the meeting immediately. And in the meeting, let's not forget, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin openly said, the scheme of things, do not worry, Sadiq, because I know how to control UMNO. I'll give them ministerial positions, I'll give them GLC positions, and then we'll get them to hop and support Bersatu, not just to stay in UMNO, but to jump into Bersatu. I mean, if that was said before, the scheme of things was done by the Prime Minister today. And that's open bribery. And when MACC reports have been made, obviously no actions taken. The double standards is unbelievable, right? And this is a mockery of our democratic institutions where Prime Minister who has lost majority could stay in power no matter what the cost is for Malaysia and weaponize democratic institutions which are meant to be independent like MECC, LHDN, the police to go after his opponents. Because if this continues, let's say the Prime Minister loses power, then his opponents will do the same to him. And I pray to God that doesn't happen because we need to break the vicious cycle of vendetta and vindictiveness, because if not, Malaysian democracy will never be able to progress.
Sadiq, we've got a few minutes left. I want to ask you about MUDA going forward, right? So Pakatan Harapan's Prime Minister candidate is Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Where does your support lie? Where does MUDA support lie? Is it in line with the main opposition bloc? And beyond that, what kind of political permutations and alliances are happening there? Because there was talk that Warisan and MUDA could be working together, which could be an exciting development. What are your thoughts on the developments over here?
I believe now more than ever, we need a united opposition bloc. That's why I'm working very closely with Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, working very closely with Dato' Sri Shafi'i, to Dr. Mahathir Barubian, to get the opposition parties united on a common purpose and common path. While there is a discussion on the Prime Minister candidate position, I think and I believe that everyone should sit together and find a compromise on that. And I'm a big supporter of a united opposition bloc, but I do not want to be premature by saying it now, because it's better the opposition, all opposition parties come together. Because moving forward, what MUDA wants, instead of focusing on personality per se, whoever can offer the most multiracial, moderate, policy-based approach in moving Malaysia forward will be the candidate, coalition and party which we'll be a part of. Because I believe the days when we only focus on personalities will be over. I want to overhaul Putrajaya, overhaul the economic structure in Malaysia, so in the end we can unleash the true potential which Malaysia is. Malaysia is not a country which can be tamed by mediocrity. We are a country of excellence and we should always aim for the excellence. Like our neighbouring country, Singapore, we can do better and we deserve to be better.
Yes, yeah, so
that's
very,
the
very,
path which
very,
take.
Very, very quickly. You have been charged with money laundering, criminal breach of trust and misappropriation. How confident are you in winning your case?
I'm very confident because all the charges were made on the basis that these were party funds, some as old as April 2018, even before elections, 0 ringgit was about my duty as a minister or when I was an MP. This was all about party funds. And mind you, this comes from the same party which expelled me for not supporting the Prime Minister. And prior to my support of the Prime Minister, offered me the world. And I will list that down in my affidavit in the future. Wait for it. But above and beyond that, the same party in which the youth chief came to see me right before I was charged and said that the Prime Minister wants me back and wants to meet up with me. I think, really, if this is about party funds and I stole party funds, it's really weird for the same party who accused me now wanting me back.
Sadiq, thank you for joining us on the line. That was Syed Sadiq Abdul Rahman, MOA MP and MUDA co-founder, giving us his take on the political situation and making some very serious allegations that warrant investigation. But to be clear, they are still allegations. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.